Hello, chastity pet. Hopefully soon you and your mistress will decide on the right material, style, and brand of chastity for keeping your cock imprisoned and your heart and balls in mistress's hands. Just a few notes. First, another good reason for purchasing from the site of the manufacturer of the cage you intend to buy, or at least visiting the site even if you purchase it elsewhere, is that there may be some differences in the way the manufacturer suggests you measure for their device. Mature metal, since their devices are custom made, requires quite a few more measurements than the standard. What I'm going to be providing is a thorough but standard method that should work with most devices. It might even be more detailed than you've ever heard before, but that's because I want to help you minimize trial and error purchasing and keep mistress's property as safe and comfortable in orgasm denial as possible. Physically, anyway. Second, back rings, the ring that goes around your balls and cock and anchors the whole thing in place, come in three different shapes, and the shape you get might slightly alter how you need to measure. The manufacturer's site may offer one or all three shapes and should detail what difference the shape you choose might make in how you measure. Next, be prepared for some trial and error in finding the right size for you. You shouldn't have to repurchase the entire kit if something isn't quite right, but you may have to buy different rings than you start out with, or have a couple of sizes that differ slightly on hand, if only because even the weather can slightly change the fit. Also, I'm very excited about the prospect of locking up more cocks, and perhaps you're excited by the prospect of being my cock-locked erotic prisoner. But you might notice that I'm going to try to be very matter-of-fact in my tone as we move on, for one very good reason. You must be flaccid for these measurements to be accurate. Not iced down, not warmed up, but in your naturally flaccid state, the way you hang when you're in church. And finally, if you want to be really, really sure of all the measurements I'm about to describe, you'll repeat each one three times total. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once before bed. Then you'll average those three measurements. I told you I wanted to make sure you stayed nice and secure. Okay, that should be introduction enough. Ready to begin? I want three measurements and an estimate. The back ring, the cage length, the cage width, and the estimate will be a gap between the two where those swollen blue balls will live as long as your mistress wills it. Here is your measuring equipment: a ruler, a Sharpie, a length of non-stretchy string or cord, something round like a spaghetti, not flat like a tape or a shoelace, and ideally as thick as the back ring on your chosen device. Maybe like a thin piece of bondage cord if you have that handy, or the type of cord you'd see on a clothesline. You'll also need something to record your figures with, whether that's a pen and a 3x5 card or the notes feature on your phone or tablet. And finally, a calculator or calculator app on your phone or tablet. Now, let's measure the back ring. Take one end of the cord and hold it on the top side of your cock with a finger on one hand, and use your other hand to bring the length of the cord underneath your balls, up the other side, until you've brought the string back around to where you started. Tie a knot right there. Make the knot tight enough to be secure, but not so tight you can't make adjustments easily. The loop you just made around your balls and cock should be snug enough that with the tiniest bit of squeezing, you can fit one pinky finger between it and the top of your cock where you tied the knot. If it's too easy to slide that pinky under, and there's no tension in the cord when you do, untie the knot and adjust the loop just a little bit tighter. If it's too hard, pun unintended, to get your pinky finger under, then loosen it a bit. Now, Take a break for 5 minutes or so. Note whether or not you begin to experience any discomfort or your cock and balls change color or temperature. If you notice any of that, you've tied the cord too tight. Loosen it just the tiniest bit and give it another 5 minutes. Conversely, if it feels like the cord is slipping down, you haven't tied it tightly enough, and you'll adjust in the other direction. Here I'm going to ask you a very practical, non-sexual question. Do you have to go to the bathroom by chance? It's actually good if you do, because with your cock and balls tied like that, I want you to practice doing so. Sitting down, of course. If you can go comfortably, number one, that is, sitting down with the cord in place and the above conditions have been met as well, that's a good sign that you've tied it just right. Good boy. Now, take another break. Leave the cord in place and try to forget it's there for about 15 or 20 minutes. Get up and walk about a little bit. Go about your normal activities, but nothing strenuous. Maybe set a timer so you don't forget altogether. During that time, you're going to be mentally attentive to the same signs you were during your 5-minute break. Extreme color or temperature changes, or discomfort, or slippage. And you'll make the same adjustments based on whatever you notice. Or no adjustments if you don't notice anything. Everything feel okay? Good. Take your Sharpie marker and make a bold mark right next to the knot you tied. Untie the string and lay it next to your ruler from the end to the Sharpie mark. Make note of that measurement. That's the size of your back ring. Ready to measure the tube length? Stand upright. Take your ruler and place it against your pubic bone. Note the measurement all the way to the tip of the cock. Now subtract a 1/4 inch to a 1/2 inch from that measurement. We want your cage to be a good, snug fit, remember? I've seen so many chastity subbies with an inch of daylight between the end of the cage and the tip of their cock, and, well, that defeats the whole purpose, doesn't it? That's room to expand, and you know that's not allowed. Ready to measure inside tube diameter? This is easy, too. Cut another length of cord. Wrap it around the shaft of your cock at the thickest point. For most boys, that's about halfway up the shaft. Mark the string where it meets and lay it next to your ruler. Make note of that measurement. Now divide that figure by 3.14 and make note of the result. Congratulations! That's the internal diameter you'll want for the tube. Here's where you're going to estimate. I use the term estimate because unless you've got the cage on, it's hard to grab an actual measurement between the back ring and the tube as it fits you. So ask yourself, do you have high and tight balls that like to hang out close to your body? Or do you have low-hanging balls with lots of extra skin to your nutsack? If your balls are natural body huggers, you're going to want a wider gap between the tube and the back ring. If your balls are naturally low-hanging, you're going to want a smaller one. How small or wide the gap is will depend on the brand, but in general, 3/8 inch is standard. 1/4 inch is small, and 1/2 inch is large. A quality brand and manufacturer should allow you to customize this or offer some accommodation that they can explain if you inquire. The 1/2 inch is usually preferable if your balls are high and tight. And that's it. Congratulations. Now you and your mistress are prepared to shop for the right cage for you and the right size. Please do comment down below as to what cage you think is going to fit you best or which one your mistress would like to see you in. If you're interested in more of my kinks and tastes, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Goodbye now.